This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. When the coronavirus hit Philadelphia, nurses and doctors had to make extraordinary sacrifices. The picture was a lot different for medical students. They could not directly help patients. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Aaron tells us some of them did the next best thing.
What has your life and schedule been like since... You're already laughing. I mean, so...
That's the laugh of Maura Salmon, and it's a very weary laugh. Salmon is a Temple doctor whose list of duties has included treating COVID patients, remotely running an emergency medical clinic at the U.S.-Mexico border, and guiding the creation of a field hospital at Temple's Leocora Center.
Where I was working 16-hour days every day.
On top of that, three of her close relatives contracted the virus, and she's a single mom with two kids, 9-year-old Lena and 11-year-old Case. With everything going on, trying to manage their online schoolwork was...
absolutely impossible.
Luckily, Maura Salmon had some help from this guy.
If I can't help the patients right now, at least I got to help the people that are helping those patients.
Vipin Doolam is a 26-year-old Temple medical student, and for the last few months, he's also been Case's personal online tutor.
He's awesome. He's really nice. He helped me, and also, he played some video games with me.
I think Vipin became your friend, didn't he?
Kind of, yeah.
Vipin and Case work together three times a week through a program created this spring by local medical and nursing students. They knew the kids of frontline medical workers wouldn't have as much help navigating online school. So about 80 volunteered to be tutors.
Originally, it started off with starting to memorize vocab words. To quickly, it became, hey, I enjoy talking to this person. I enjoy seeing someone other than my sister.
This fall, the program will shift away from its original format and become a program that matches tutors with students in Philadelphia who are at risk of dropping out. Med student Justine Garfinkel says that while the coronavirus
really affected healthcare workers in a way in the short term, but this is really going to have an impact on lower socioeconomic families and students in the long term.
Mom and Dr. Maura Salmon says she now knows how valuable that tutoring relationship can be.
Honestly, my kids' brains probably would have turned to mush without it.
And tutor Vipin Doolam says he got something important from the relationship, too. In the middle of a global pandemic, he got to spend 3 hours a week talking to a fifth grader.
If we can adopt some of the innocence and some of the confidence that things are going to be okay that kids have, I think we would benefit.
As lessons go, it's a pretty good one to have these days. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.